All right, let's go. Ramar.
512 area code, you're on the air.
Lloyd,
you Shalom, Barakatha. Shalom, Barakatha. Elder Ricard, it's Sister Diane from Clean, Texas.
Oh, there's a lot of noise back there, Diane. Are we feeding back, sister?
Okay, so my husband is adjusting the microphone, so do I sound better now?
Excellent. The floor is yours.
Okay. I apologize to lock you. So the powers that be, they are showing us what they want and what the agenda is. Right on the FDA's website, and I quote, and we should all write this down. The FDA tells us, and this is what they're going to probably say when they're trying to shoot us up with vaccinations, forcing us to get them, right? They're going to probably say what they're saying now. There is no generalized right to bodily and physical health. There is no generalized right to bodily and physical health. And on top of that, when I think of COVID-19, to turn it around to something more positive than, you know, them trying to fill us with fear and everything, I call it as this. The C is for call, the O is for out, the B is for victory, the I is for in, and the D is for distress. Call out victory in distress. Call out victory in distress. If we look at the 19th book, it is Psalms. If we go to Psalms, the 19th chapter, we read that. We see a highest in control. A mind given over to a highest word is full of power. That's the greatest weapon that we have, and we need to use it more and more and more. And with that, people are calling me almost every day on the phone. I'm focused on helping people to get well, to eat according to scripture. I have people calling me saying, you know, I'm eating according to scripture, and I'm drinking the raw milk, and I'm healing of asthma. Asthma from drinking raw milk. They're healing of bradycardia, which is a low heart rate, from eating according to scripture and drinking raw milk. They are losing weight. They are healing from an arthritic condition, whatever kind of arthritic condition it is. These people are healing. They're focused on healing. I'm focused on healing in a time where sickness is being pushed on us. We can focus ourselves on healing. And what does the scripture say to eat? Isaiah, 55 verse 2 tells us. And Isaiah 5:20 also speaks volumes that what's evil is being pronounced as good. What good is pronounced as being evil. This world is upside down. It's upside down. We're being given stupors like you were reading in Baruch. That like things that we don't even know are stupors, like wheat, hybridized wheat. Wheat is a brain destroyer. It's a complete brain destroyer. If we eat the wheat that's never been hybridized, which is einkorn, it's spelled E-I-N-K-O-R-N. That's a wheat that's never been tainted, never been hybridized.
Hey, sister,
that wheat is healthy for us.
Hey, sister, we can get there. We're going to have a whole show on your raw milk. You can best believe that. It's coming. But before we do that, how can we reach you? How would someone reach you if they want your raw milk?
What I do is I find farms for people. I don't actually produce it, but I find farms. And so I have a website. I just don't know if you want me to give it over the air.
Go ahead, give your website out.
Okay, with your permission, it's ilovetolivewell.com, and I'll be more than happy to find a farm where a person can get quality raw milk, because not all raw milk is good.
Okay,
but
sister, I'm gonna call you up tomorrow. I have to go now because you'll know we can listen to you all day, but we have a lot of calls, sister. I really appreciate it. I'm gonna put you on hold in a moment. But I'm going to call you tomorrow, Sister Ramar. Give me your number again so that you can give me a place near PA in which I can get some raw milk. Is that good?
Absolutely.
All right. And I didn't forget what I said we're going to do. So when I come to Texas, get ready. All right.
Oh, I'm ready to get in that water now.
There you go. Take me to the water. Lord, be my friend. I'm filled with sin, but I'm going in. I'm going in the water. I know it, sister. It's okay. All right. All right, sister. We're going to call you tomorrow for that raw milk. And don't forget, I'm coming to Texas soon. We're going to do that baptism. Don't worry about it. All right?
All right.
All right. Bless you.